Falls. Good evening, David. How are you?
Gary, good to be with you. And I'm the executive director of the Family Foundation in Kentucky.
All right.
And that is all right, sir. We love our friends at Kentucky Right to Life. They do fabulous work. And as you know, we're working with them on some important life issues right now as well.
Yeah, there was a meeting of concerned citizens, including people with Kentucky Right to Life and the Family Foundation, at I believe it was a Kenton County Public Library. And if you were there, kind of detail the minutes of that meeting, what happened, what you were presenting, or if you know about that, please let's expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. There was obviously the month of June was has become Pride Month across the nation, and there was a lot of instances at the Family Foundation. We heard from folks across the Commonwealth, including there in Kenton County, just a lot of concern about inappropriate books promoting LGBT agenda, particularly to young children, that were being given prominent displays. We saw situations there in Northern Kentucky, in Lexington, which is where our main office is for the Family Foundation, and even in Western Kentucky. And just a lot of concerns from parents about this agenda being promoted in the context of our public libraries, and parents wanting to speak out. And I know a number of folks, I believe State Representative Savannah Maddox and others, showed up and spoke out at the meeting in Northern Kentucky. And then we had a pastor, some pastors and other folks in other parts of the state that were speaking out. But really, just to take a step back, we're just continuing to see a concern, a growing concern, whether it be in our public libraries, whether it be in our public schools, of folks and parents really being concerned about this agenda that's being promoted in ways that is just harmful in some ways, trying to keep parents in the dark. And so we are at the Family Foundation committed to ensuring that parental rights are protected, that our tax dollars are being used in ways that are appropriate. And so, one of the other things that we just published, and folks can read some more about on our website at KentuckyFamily.org, is the Beshear administration just recently, through the Kentucky Department of Education, put out this LGBTQI toolkit with a number of concerning resources targeted at children, but really trying to coerce teachers and administrators across the Commonwealth to promote an agenda and ideology that is very, very concerning. And one of the most concerning things that we highlighted was the trampling of parental rights. One of these resources, specifically as it relates to preferred names and pronouns, and it, as folks have probably seen some of these outrageous issues and debates across the nation on this topic, but this guidance from the Kentucky Department of Education really attempts to keep parents in the dark and says that if a child comes and wants to identify as the opposite of their biological sex, that the school needs to go with what the student says, needs to use their preferred pronoun, and needs to keep parents in the dark. And the only possible way you would tell a parent is if the child gave permission to inform the parents.
Stop. Full stop right now, David. This is the issue right here. What are they so afraid the parents are going to find out? Are they going to find out they've been indoctrinating our children with these incredible loony dysmorphic scenarios and agendas just so they can build their base and ruin the family unit? That's exactly what this seems to be targeted at, is ruining the family unit. And it's the heart of what you guys do at the Family Foundation. And it's so obvious. If they're telling the kids, and if they're not sharing with the parents what the children are being introduced to at many times an age that is so young that there's no way in God's green earth that these kids can know or identify as anything else but Tommy or Sue. I mean, They're just kids. I mean, the hormones haven't taken effect. They haven't had enough life lessons to know that they're in the wrong body, that their brains are in the wrong body. It's crazy. And you know, David, let me go back too. When it comes to public libraries, your group is not advocating to ban books or burn books or say that these can't, absolutely this not. Information cannot be made available, but you're saying you don't promote it to a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old.
Right.
And you don't
you
don't do that with public money, with taxpayer money, because it's just like the abortion issue. When Planned Parenthood receives all these taxpayer dollars, they say for women's health reasons, but those taxpayer dollars, as we know, for years have gone to aid in the ending of a life of an unborn baby, a human baby, a child. And many people find that practice abhorrent. Many people find that practice to be evil and murder. So why should my money or your money go to a practice we find to be murder? And when we don't believe in murder of someone at any age, this has gotten so out of whack and so crazy. But back to the original point, if the one resource for this LGBTQIAEIEIO community stuff, when one of the tenets is, okay, don't tell the parents what we're teaching your kids, that's right then and there, it's got to be stopped, dead stop. Go ahead, please.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it is flipping, you know, a foundational truth up on its head. I mean, parents are the ones that have the right to make choices.
Absolutely.
About the upbringing, education of their children. And so this is an issue that is kind of sweeping the nation as parents are, at a grassroots level, rising up, whether it be concerns of what's going on, as we talked about in the public libraries, with the taxpayer funding piece, as you talked about, or as it relates to the public education system. And, you know, as we highlighted again, and where we broke some of this down on our at the piece that I mentioned on our website at KentuckyFamily.org, you know, a lot of this stuff is coming down from, obviously, the Biden administration. And, you know, Gary, you talked a little bit about the life issue, and obviously we've been living through a kind of a monumental moment on the life issue with since the Supreme Court overturned Roe. But 2 days before that was actually the 50th anniversary of Title IX. And I think one of the last times I was on with you in the middle of the legislative session in Kentucky, we talked about the Save Women's Sports issue that now has gone into law in Kentucky and 18 other states. But on the anniversary of Title IX, the 50th anniversary of Title IX, the Biden administration is promulgating some new rules and regulations where they are literally trying to redefine the term sex in Title IX and essentially flip it on its head. And so unfortunately, what we're seeing is here in Kentucky, we're seeing these policies that are being promoted at the federal government. They're being implemented here in Kentucky by the Scheer administration. And then they're using some of this misguided guidance coming from the Biden administration as essentially threats to school districts to say, if you don't go along with these policies, if you don't allow a child to determine their own sex and their own name and their own pronouns, then you might be in violation of Title IX, which is absolutely ludicrous. It's flipping everything that we know about the law, everything that we know about what's right and true, and in terms of parental involvement, just flipping it on its head. And that's why we're so committed to ensuring, like we've seen in other states, that we've got to get some strong parental rights legislation passed. Here in Kentucky, we worked on a piece of legislation this last session that passed in the Senate but didn't get taken up at the last minute in the House. And that's going to be an issue I think we're going to continue to be hearing about. We have to make it crystal clear in law that parental rights are fundamental, that parents have the right to have access to and be the first to know any piece of information about their child in the public school. Parents need to be the ones obviously making any medical decisions. There's just a host of issues that are coming up, and we've got to make sure that parental rights are being protected, because ultimately they're the ones that know what's best for their child. And so we have got to have a public education school system that is working in partnership with parents, not in opposition or in, or trying to hide information from parents.
Again, it's a much bigger issue, really, David, because it's an issue of who is in charge of individuals. Is it the state or is it the individuals themselves? We saw this with the COVID mandates, the mask mandates, vaccine mandates. We're seeing this in schools where, and we're seeing it with all the money that has just been doled out to people, reassuring them that they don't have to be productive. The state will take care of them, i.e. nanny, old Grandpa Joe, or whomever happens to be in charge at any given time. It's the state over the individual. And this is... this is the number one debate that we are having right now as a nation of laws, as a nation of individual rights, not group rights, not collective rights, but individual rights and the rights of parents and the rights of all of us as human beings to decide whether we get something pumped into our body or not. Agreed?
No, you're absolutely right. And again, this is what makes in some ways this effort so sinister, is because we're talking about, you know, in the context of these things, we're talking about issues targeting children. We're not talking about adults.
Nope.
As it relates to you know, being able to make informed decisions. We're talking about an agenda that is increasingly being used to target children at younger and younger ages. And so the idea that a young child can choose their biological sex, can choose you know, potential harmful medical interventions in some of these contexts, it's just wrong. It's evil, and we have got to, as you said, get back to understanding fundamental principles. And there is none more fundamental than parental rights and the ability of parents to be the ones making these decisions. And it is not the place of the government to step in and be the parent to
a
child.
No.
That is the parents' rights. And you probably saw this. You know, we've continued to see President Biden not that long ago, you know, slip up, maybe not slip up, in saying that, you know, when children are at public schools, they're ours in the sense of they're the government's. And that is just fundamentally wrong. And I am encouraged, though, as I'm sure you are, as seeing this movement of parents, a lot of this coming out of the COVID craziness, the restrictions and all the things that you mentioned, parents at the grassroots level rising up and recognizing that we've got to take back our schools, we've got to take back our local communities to the benefit of our kids and the next generation.
Yeah, there was something in Nazi Germany called Hitler Youth. Sound familiar? David Walls from the Family Foundation, Kentucky North. Give me the full name of your organization, David, so I never screw it up again.
That's all right, sir. The Family Foundation, we've been in Kentucky for over 30 years, and we advocate for God-honoring public policy on parental rights, on life, on religious freedom and important issues. And I really appreciate the time to come and talk about such a fundamental issue that's playing out right now.
What's the website again, David?
KentuckyFamily.org.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed rest of the evening. Have a great summer, and maybe we'll talk to you in the fall when I come back. All right?
God bless. Good to be with you.
All right. Great to have you on.